Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Melissa at Help for HD on Blog Talk Radio. We have an awesome special guest today, Chris Furby, and he's going to talk to us about a documentary that he has been working on for a while about his mom. And he's almost complete with the documentary. He needs to raise a little bit more money, but we're going to talk about how this all came about. We're going to talk about his mom. His wonderful, beautiful mom, and her name is Rosemary Shockey. And so, Chris, welcome to the show. Let's talk about you and talk about your mom.
Okay. for those of you who don't know me, I tested positive when I was 30 years old, and I'm 44 right now. I lived in West Virginia for the majority of my childhood, spending most of my time with my mom, who was sick with Huntington's disease. My granddad had the disease and died from it, as well as my aunt who had it. And she died of it and had seven kids who are, you know, basically all at risk.
Wow.
I am an only child. That was something that had to do with my my dad not wanting to bring another kid into the world until he knew more about Huntington's disease. Here's the thing about my mom and how she dealt with Huntington's. She basically was in denial the entire time. She never talked about it with anyone. Her symptoms were I would have to say that, you know, that she definitely was angry. Of course, there were a lot of things that were going on at that time in her life that could have, you know, could have been partly to blame. You know, she
maybe triggers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, there were a lot of. Yeah, it's hard for me to look back now and pinpoint, you know, if it was Huntington's or just what was going on in her life at that time.
That's hard.
Yeah.
And being an only child, it was probably difficult to know, too.
Yes, it was. You know, all the responsibility basically falls upon me. As far as my mom's care, you know, was concerned. I found myself, you know, at the age of like, you know, 28 or 29 years old, being with my mom and having to be concerned about, you know, if she's going to, about her having to have full-time care. And,
right.
You know, it's not something that, you know, most people have to deal with until, well, they were like my mom's age probably when, you know, she was like in her 50s, mid-50s.
Right.
So you've
decided to be an advocate and to create a documentary about your mom, about your relationship with her. It's a beautiful documentary, what the segments that I've seen, and you're almost complete. What all did you have to do in order to create this documentary? And what caused you to say, oh, you know what, I've got to make a documentary about this?
Well, when I was about, I think it was about 16 years old, that's when I first had this idea that I wanted to do a documentary about Huntington's disease. I really didn't have any idea of what it would be, but, you know, that was where when the first probably seeds were planted about that. What ended up happening was my grandmother ended up dying, and what my mom had been basically living with her all those years. And, you know, we had to go back home and, you know, deal with that. And my mom obviously wasn't doing well. My aunt Linda was great. She lived right across the street from my mom, and she was like, look, I'm willing to, you know, check up on her, you know, every day, because she was literally right across the street. Last thing I wanted to do, or, you know, anyone wanted to do in the family, was put her in a nursing home.
Right.
And then what happened was, I believe it was about 8 months after that, my aunt gave me a call and said that something's really wrong with your mom. She's been locking the door. She won't let me come in and clean the house and, you know, and check in on her. And she was like, I think you should probably, you know, you should come home and consider this, you know, figure out what you want to do. And at that point, I decided, you know, well, I got a month. Let me just decide. Let me figure this out. What do I want to do? Am I going to go back there? What do I want to do? Do I want to shoot a documentary? So at the time, I was lucky enough to be working at Adolph Gassers in San Francisco, and I got a really good deal on a used top-of-the-line video camera, and I also worked in the lighting department, so I had a lighting kit that I basically borrowed for the 2 months that I was back there.
Fantastic.
And my idea was, it was like, I didn't really know how long I was going to, you know, what I was going to do when I actually got there, but I figured I'm just going to take the equipment and we'll see what happens from there.
Did your mom know that you were filming her?
No. See, my mom basically was in denial of it. And, yeah. You know, my entire life, you know, she basically would kind of put the kibosh on. Every time I'd bring up about Huntington's disease, she would say, well, if I knew I had it, I'd kill myself. It's pretty obvious, you know, that she's symptomatic at this point. And, you know, I mean, I don't know about you, but, you know, I don't want to be having a conversation about my mom killing herself.
Right.
So she was not something that I was open to. I mean, there was definitely times when I was, you know, videotaping her, and it was with her full knowledge.
Right.
And then, but there was other stuff where, you know, I basically thought out what kind of action am I going to have here? What discussion am I going to have with my mom? Where's the best camera placement? And, you know, basically I taped over the red light so she couldn't see the red light going.
Yeah. But you were on a mission. You had a job to do.
I did, yes.
And you had a dream to fulfill of making this documentary and sharing it with the world, right? And, you know, bringing more awareness about Huntington's.
That has been a major goal of mine, is to educate as many people as possible. You know, I've become an advocate for the disease. My favorite thing that I do every year is when I go and speak to medical students at UCSF and Stanford, because these are these are basically the future doctors, researchers, clinicians, basically people who are going to be taking care of people with Huntington's disease. And I want to, you know, basically leave a face to the disease. I don't want it to be some paragraph that they may or may not remember from the textbook.
From a textbook, right.
Yeah.
It's always best to have a face to it, right?
Yeah, and for me it's like, you know, I know that I'm reaching them because, yeah, I basically, at UCSF, every year I get asked back to do this. And I think this is, you know, I'm probably going on maybe about 10 years here.
Oh,
and I'm always one of the top-rated talkers by the students. So
what courses are you specifically talking to? Biology? Or?
They're actually first-year med students.
Okay.
And, yeah, so basically it's just they offer these classes where they bring in families, you know, to basically talk about different diseases.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm basically the Huntington's disease connection. And that was thanks to thanks to Andrea Zanko from UCSF, who got me into speaking at in front of the students in the first place.
You know, she's the first person I talked to about Huntington's, and what happened was really strange. We found out my son was diagnosed in July of 2008, and we happened to be staying up at my sister's in the Bay Area, and she was the first person I was able to find, actually.
Oh, good.
And, and she's the one who told me about you. And that's when I contacted you, so that was my very first intro to the HD world.
Well,
so
I tell you,
Andrea.
I can't say, yeah, I cannot say enough good things about Andrea Zanko. So.
I would love to meet her someday.
Yeah.
And I'd love to have her on the show, actually.
Oh, yes, you should.
Maybe you can put in a good word for us.
Oh, I will, believe me.
Hey, BJ, are you there? I thought we had another caller, but I don't know. Anyway. So where are we at now with your fundraising endeavors and the documentary? How far do we need to go still to get this produced and out into the film festival?
Well, I'm thinking right now, like, to get it completed, I probably need about $52,000. And that is basically going to pay for all the editing process that needs to be done, audio mixes, paying for music tracks. Also, you know, there's going to be things that I know that I'm going to have to reshoot, you know, as I'm going through, you know, go, oh, I really need this for, you know, for the film, and then I'll go and reshoot it. And also I'm going to need money to be able to go to the film festivals and enter the film festivals when I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, you know, I want to get it out there to as many film festivals as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
My whole thing is, you know, the more people that see this, the better. So, you know, it's not necessarily... This is not a money thing for me. This is an education piece,
right,
about Huntington's disease. You know, and obviously, you know, we need to get some attention to it. You know,
definitely.
There's a lot of things that are going on in this day and age that you wouldn't really expect to happen, like doctors not knowing what the disease is.
I know. I've come across that quite a bit, actually.
Yeah, or I had one doctor tell me, "Oh, I can't have Huntington's disease because only women get it." And I was like, "Well,
where he went
actually,
to
you're wrong.
Medical school." That's the first place I'd go. Yeah, that's amazing. Okay, so we need to talk about fundraising. You have an annual fundraiser every year called FURB on the Green, right?
That's correct.
I love that. How did you do this year? It's in, what, May?
It was in May this year.
May.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was. I brought in about $6,000.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately.
It cost them money, right?
The cost, exactly. And it cost me about $3,000 in expenses.
There's
definitely more people at this year's fundraiser than the previous year, so
uh-huh.
That was a good thing. Because it means, you know, I'm educating just that many more people out there.
That's great, and that's another, you know, part of the whole deal about fundraising is bringing awareness and outreach to the general, you know, public. But
yeah.
We need to find you some big ticket sponsors so that we can get this thing completed for you.
Of course.
And I'm thinking, you know, people out there, if, you know, you're thinking about spending a lot of money on Christmas, instead send some money to Chris Furby, and you can do that on his website by going to huntingtonstamps.org. And he has a place there where you can donate. Is that correct, Chris?
That is correct, yes.
And how do they do that?
The contacts.
Okay, they click on the link. And
yeah, you can click on the contact link, and that's basically going to give you all the information you're going to need, whether you want to send in a check or you can actually go ahead and send it to my PayPal account.
They can donate online, or they can send a check.
Send a check to the HDSA Northern California chapter.
Mm-hmm.
But all that information's on there.
Okay, so you're wanting to get this documentary completed so that you can get out into the film festival circuit, and they have these film festivals literally all over the world. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes.
So we need to get you some traveling money too.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so have you been able to approach large corporations to see if they can sponsor you or help you out in some way?
Actually, Lundbeck helped me out at my last fundraiser. They donated about $750 to me, which was great. Yep. I had approached. I guess I shouldn't be going there because it was kind of in my house. I'll forget that statement.
This is being recorded.
Exactly. It's going out live right now. Sorry.
We're live, but it is being recorded. How about celebrity?
Who do we know? I mean, really, that our celebrities that have HD or aren't really any, you know? I mean,
right.
I don't want to say there's not, but, you know, there's no, you know, money out there, you know. I've had people contact Susan Sarandon and, her husband.
Oh, Tim Robbins. I think they're split up now.
Yeah.
I think they've split up. So. Yeah. That,
sorry.
Recently, maybe in the last few months, I heard. If anybody out there has any ideas for Chris, please contact him, because this is such an important documentary. It's beautifully done. You know, just the segments that I've seen, it's just heartwarming and wrenching at the same time. And it's really necessary for us to get professionally produced documentaries about Huntington's out to the general population, because not that many people know what Huntington's is. And really, until they see the full effect of it for their own eyes, they don't really realize the impact that it has on everyone, their families and their friends too. It's not just the families, but the friends, because I've had a lot of people that I've talked to recently that are friends of HD families, and they're in it to win it too. You know, they want to be involved and see this disease eradicated too. You know.
Yeah. Yes.
Chris, through the website, how can people contact you? Through your website?
Yes, there's
HuntingtonStamps.org.
There's a place actually where the contacts is, and you can just send me an email directly from there.
Okay. And one of the things that I really like about your website is your memorial page. And you have your family there, but then you have other people who have gone on, you know.
Yes.
So can people add to your memorial page if they want?
Yes, they can. They can. Anybody can do that. All you have to do is send me the information about the family member or friend who's deceased, whatever little blurb they want to put on there, and just send it to me through that link. And one of the things is, I when I was putting together this page, I was like, going, I want to have something that memorializes my mom. And then when I started thinking about it, I'm like, going, you know what? There's so many other people, that suffer from this, you know. I'm not the only one that's suffered through this. So my idea is that, I wish I didn't have to have the page, but, in order to, but I feel that it's necessary, because I don't want anyone who has died from this disease to be forgotten.
Right. It's a beautiful sentiment to honor those people that have, you know, suffered, and really it is a suffering that people
yeah.
don't really understand, and we really need to get this documentary completed. Now, they can send you an email at info@huntingtonstamps.org.
That's correct.
Okay. And, you know, I clicked on your mom's name on the memorial page, and you have a beautiful story here and some incredible artwork that she did. And
she's an amazing one.
Have you thought about maybe making up some cards or something like that to sell for your...
Yes, I actually got pretty close to actually having that completed last year.
Yeah.
But I just kind of started it too late. It was just like I realized that. Yeah. So I definitely want to have that come up for the next fundraiser.
Well, if there's anybody that can help you, if you're open to getting some help on that, I've been working on some items myself, so.
Oh yeah.
I'd be willing to help you out with that if I can.
That would be great. I'd appreciate it.
But I just love all of the paintings that she did in watercolors.
Oh, yes.
Is that
yeah.
what it is, watercolor?
Yeah.
There's some incredible artwork on here. I love her color. Her palette is so bright and beautiful color. So.
Yes. Anyone can go there and, you know, just look at my mom's stuff that she's done. And like I said, you know, it's one of those things that, unfortunately, those photographs are basically all I have left of my mom's paintings.
Oh, wow.
With the exception of about 10.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was that my mom's stuff got destroyed in flood. All her painting.
So,
I feel horrible about it because I knew I had an opportunity to have gotten that stuff over to me earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you know, and I,
well,
I didn't.
But the ones you have now, you will cherish forever. They're just incredible.
Oh, of course.
And it looks like one of them is of you. It looks like
yes.
Sleeping Ferb. I love that one. and Grandpa Furby. That's pretty cool. So everybody go to the website huntingtonstamps.org, huntingtonstamps.org, and just look around and check out the Rosemary Shockey link, and please, you know, if you can donate, you know, $5, $10, $15, $20 or more. Anything to help get this documentary finished, because it's really,
yes,
really
exactly.
important for everyone, not just for you, not just for California, but for everyone in the world, basically. We need more documentaries that portray the true, way Huntington's affects our families.
Yes. Well, you know, that is the one thing that, you know, I come from the perspective of actually, you know, being affected with the disease, as well as having family members who have suffered from it.
Right.
So, you know, it basically has been a long road when I first started shooting this. But one of the things that I can look at it now is when I started shooting this, I didn't even know I was, you know, that I had the gene or not. So, you know,
okay.
I go and get tested. I have that footage, you know, of me being tested and getting my results. And now, you know, I'm a little more, you know, a bit wiser. And also I'm symptomatic. So it completely, you know,
Did you take a little break
spectrum.
For a while from all this to kind of regroup?
Oh, yes. I definitely had to.
Of course.
Yeah. As much as I, you know, try to advocate for Huntington's, there are times where, you know, I need to be in denial, you know.
Well, you need to take care of yourself, right?
Yeah.
And that's okay, you know. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
So where what's the next step for you? What are you planning on doing next?
Well, I'm going to try it. The next step needs to be getting money, and
okay.
whether that is by fundraising, which will I'll have my next fundraiser coming up probably within the next 6 months.
Okay.
And anyone who wants to, actually anyone who would like to be kept in the loop can just go to my website and just send me an email from there, and I will basically put you in my on my email list and let you know the progress of the film and everything. So
now, where are you located, Chris? Because maybe not everybody knows where you live and where you're working out of.
I'm in Emeryville, California, which people in the Bay Area don't even know where that is. It's basically between Oakland and Berkeley.
Oh, okay. Right on the yeah. coast there, huh?
Right, yeah, right across the San Francisco, you know, the Bay Bridge.
The Bay, right. Okay. So your next fundraiser is going to be what month? Is it going to be May again?
Well, I'm kind of trying to change it up a little bit this year. The last ones I've had at this wonderful place, McNair's Beach Park, where I actually worked for four summers. You know, it's beautiful out there. I love that spot.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, I don't get foot traffic.
Oh,
so
uh-huh.
I'm trying to think of, you know, finding a place in San Francisco where I can do it. So that way I can get more foot traffic, and I want to think bigger this year.
Yeah. Good, yeah.
So try to get more money, yeah.
Right. You need to kind of try
and
to wrap it up.
My fundraisers basically are, there's always bands that play. You know, I usually have about six bands. My band's always one of them.
Now, what's
so
the name
I figure
of your
my
band?
Fundraiser, my band plays.
Yeah, got to play. What is your band's name?
Ick Mack Foo. Doesn't
oh.
mean anything.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, okay, is there a story behind that?
There is, actually. A bunch of us got together and pulled out, you know, syllables. So basically mine was ick and knack, and somebody else's was something and foo. And the first day of rehearsal, there were about eight of us. And it became like this long, drawn-out, you know, thing of like 16 syllables that sounded kind of stupid.
That's so funny.
And, but ick, knack, foo kind of rolled, you know, along
yeah.
nicely, I thought.
That sounds
so
good.
I
no.
used my stubbornness and got my way, and then next time I showed up there was only three of us, so and that's
been the band. So what instruments are you playing now? Are you guitar?
I play bass.
Bass, okay. Now have you done that for a long time?
Yes. Since 1986.
Now do you have recordings?
We do have some recordings, yeah. We have our own website that has one, I guess, album on there.
Okay.
It's not for everyone. So.
You know what? We're getting ready to wrap up the show. Chris, we're getting ready to wrap up the show in about 9 seconds.
Oh, you
seconds.
Are? Okay, sorry.
But that's okay. We'll keep talking because this is recorded, and the live portion of the show will go off in about 90 seconds. So we'll kind of wrap it up as far as the live segment. And for people who want to look at Chris Furby on the internet, on the web, his website is huntingtonsdance.org. And there's a wonderful website there. It shows his events. He's been in the media a lot. And there's all of his media information is there. The project that he's working on, he has a blog, so that's something else to look at. And also the memorial page is just beautiful. You need to check that out. And please contact Chris Furby at info@huntingtonsdance.org. If you're interested in, you know, posting something on the memorial page, please, please think seriously about donating to help Chris complete this documentary. I think, what's the total number that you're looking for right now to finish up?
52,000.
We're looking at some major bucks to get it completed, but considering how much he's done so far, we've got a little ways to go. So anyway, I want to thank Chris Furby for being our special guest today, and hope you all can tune in every Monday at 3:30 p.m. PST, that's California time. And we'll have more guests. Our next guest, the 20th, is Jan Nolte. She's a stem cell research scientist at UC Davis Stem Cell Program and Institute for Regenerative Cures in Sacramento. She'll be our next guest on the 20th, December, at 3:30 p.m. That's California time. So please tune in, and it'll be a great show. And, Chris, again, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yes, I'm so happy to have you on the show. Did we have any other callers? I think we had some listeners, but no, and nobody was wanting to ask questions. So
nobody wants to talk to me.
No, that's okay. They want to listen.
And I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up. So, you know, because these are recorded, we can go back and listen to them and send them out to our websites and our other, you know, internet web-based programs. So that's kind of a neat thing to have, that you can download in an MP3 format and you can pass them around. You can, you know, burn them to a disk or do whatever you want to do. Hey, BJ, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How did you? Oh gosh, did we have other callers?
Yeah, I think next show you might just want to explain if they do call in, like if they press one, they're gonna come up and they can expect me to ask them.
Oh.
I thought I asked somebody and I think they were just a little surprised to hear me. So. And I really wasn't sure what
to
say. I really wasn't. Yeah, you just go over at the start and just say, you know, if you do press one, you know, someone will come on and say hello and screen your call, or else you don't need to press one, I don't think.
Oh, well, we'll get it worked out.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
BJ, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, nothing.
Oh. Did you have any questions or anything that you wanted to ask Chris?
I don't think so. I think it was pretty well covered. Thanks for coming on, Chris. It's all good stuff, and hopefully it all works out.
Yes, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Well, we'll be in touch, and we'll be checking in on you to see how you're doing with everything. And we never really figured out when your next fundraiser is going to be, but we'll definitely be getting that information from you when you're ready, huh?
Yes, you will.
And you don't have a venue yet, but just stay in touch and we'll get you back on the show.
Okay, yeah, that sounds great. I really appreciate that. Thank you for having me as your guest.
You're so welcome. I was happy to have you on. I hope we did some good for you.
Oh, I'm sure you did. I hope it helped.
Let us know if you have any new activity.
Okay, I will.
We need to have a telethon for you, I think.
Okay, yeah, I like that.
All right, kiddos, we'll hang up, and unless you have anything else you want to add to the information here. Did you have any questions, Chris?
You know what? I don't think so. I'm looking at my list that I wrote down, and I think I covered everything I wanted.
Good.
So,
Yeah, 30 minutes is a good amount of time to cover quite a few things if you can remember them all. Sometimes I try to keep a list, too, and I'm trying not to use certain words over and over again because that gets kind of redundant. But, you know, it's just something that we need to keep developing, and we're working on it. So.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to hearing many more of yours.
Oh, good.
I love Jan Nolte, so I'll be listening for her next week.
Yes, that's going to be a really good show. I'm going to try to figure out how to get it promoted a little better. I'm still working on that, so I apologize if I haven't reached out to as many people as we need to. But
that's all right. It's it's an all, you know, it's a learning process for you.
It is, and it's kind of a cumulative thing too, because with Facebook has just been amazing. So thank you.
Yes, it has.
Whoever did Facebook is just a genius.
Yeah.
And literally a genius. And you know, not even a year ago I got onto Facebook, and I've, between my personal profile and the support group profile, I have probably over 1,000 people now.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah, that helps.
Wow.
But some of them are kind of on both profiles, so it's kind of hard to know what, you know, the exact number. But I'm trying to expand as much as I can. So anyway, we'll keep plugging along.
Yes.
Okay, right. Well, you have a great night, and thanks again, Chris, for coming on the show. I hope we helped you, and we'll be checking back in with you in another few months and see how you're doing.
That sounds great.
Okay. Good talking to you. Have a good one. Merry Christmas.
Right. Merry Christmas to you, too, Leslie.
Thank you. You take care.
Yep. Okay.
Thanks,
bye.
Beach. Hey, Beach.